The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
The concepts and views discussed in The Raw Truth are the views of the host and guests. If you plan on beginning a new health or wellness program, such as those discussed on the show, please remember to consult your healthcare professional before starting or significantly changing your personal lifestyle. Welcome to The Raw Truth with Chef Sharon Fraser. Did you know there are over 900 different diseases caused by mineral deficiency, and some of them could even result in sudden death? Chef Sharon will discuss up-to-the-minute lifestyle changes and shift your thinking toward empowerment. Many opinions you will hear today may be counterintuitive to your current thinking. All we ask is that you have an open mind to the raw truth. Chef Sharon has spent the last 30 years sharing the raw truth with people. She does not mince words and will always tell it like it is. And now, the raw truth with Chef Sharon Fraser.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, and welcome to The Raw Truth. I'm your host, Chef Sharon Fraser. As many of you know, at the very beginning and the top of the hour, we always do our little food and trivia. So today we're going to continue on, and our subject is sugar. Now, Nancy Appleton, who's a PhD, has been writing about the ill effects of sugar since 1976, and she's compiled a list of over 140 reasons why sugar ruins your health. And we all know that sugar is in practically every processed food that we're eating nowadays. So we're going to continue on. This is reason number 9 why we need to get rid of sugar. Sugar causes premature aging. I didn't know that. Sugar can lead to alcoholism. Sugar contributes to obesity. Sugar causes arthritis. Sugar causes asthma. Sugar also helps to accelerate the uncontrolled growth of Candida albicans, which is the yeast infection. And those come from usually poor diet or having a long-term antibiotic therapy. So what happens is the good bacteria and the bad bacteria are both destroyed, and then Candida albicans takes over and it becomes an overgrowth and they bloom. It is quite difficult to get rid of, and one thing you definitely want to make sure is that you do get rid of all sugar. So make sure you read those labels very, very carefully. The other thing, we're going to be talking about this in future segments, is that the government is now allowing food manufacturers to rename a lot of the products that the public has become familiar with, so now they can confuse us again, so we won't know what we're looking at. So as we move forward in the program, we're going to have that information for you. And then one other thing, sugar also causes gallstones. So with the fact that we have sugar in practically everything that we eat nowadays, in addition to the salt, we can also see why so many of these diseases are happening across the board. The sugars are pulling minerals and things from our bones, and they're causing all kinds of digestive problems, so on and so forth. But we'll talk about that again, as I say, later on in other show segments. So, okay, last week we talked about what is raw food with my guest, Alyssa Cohen. And Alyssa shared with us her insights on becoming one of the pioneers in the raw food movement. And she also shared her personal journey as well with her medical challenges she had. If you've missed any portion of that broadcast, you certainly can catch it in my archives on the archive section of The Raw Truth. So today we're going to be talking about the raw food lifestyle and the philosophy, the pros about the raw food lifestyle, and then later on, probably next week, we're going to talk about some of the contraindications or some of the things you want to look out for. As long as you are educated and forewarned, then you're forearmed. So our purpose on the show is to give you all the information, all the tools that you could possibly need, and I also will be a resource for you to get you started on your journey into the raw food lifestyle. Now, we as raw fooders believe that raw food contains many beneficial enzymes, things like amylase, and these are the enzymes that will convert our starches or carbohydrates to sugar. And just know that the body always recognizes carbohydrates as sugar. So in your mind, always remember, the body says carbohydrates equal sugar. Keep that in mind. Now, these enzymes are found in our saliva. And did you know that digestion begins in the mouth with the saliva? From there, it's produced in the pancreas. And then there are other enzymes that are also involved as part of this raw food that we love to eat. There are lipase enzymes, and these are enzymes that help us to metabolize fat. They help us aid also in our digestion. And those are released by the pancreas into the small intestine. We also have fat enzymes. We have protein enzymes that are called protease, and those will help the body break down protein. Now, as a raw fooder, we also believe that heating our food above about 118 degrees maximum, that starts to degrade and destroy food enzymes. And enzymes are absolutely critical, which is one of the reasons why everybody's on the green drink and doing green smoothies right now, because we don't have any enzymes. So therefore, it causes a myriad of digestive problems, absorption problems, mineral depletion problems. And again, these are things that we're going to talk about coming up in future episodes. Now, raw food also includes, we like to include bacteria or other microorganisms back into our diet. These are the types that can affect our immune system, our digestive system, and the reason we do this is we want to put that good bacteria back into our gut, because most of us have been overridden by all types of bad bacteria causing bloating and gas and all kinds of other digestive problems and malabsorption of existing minerals and vitamins and the food we eat. We had a gentleman come into the store the other day who's a big bodybuilder, and he's also a bouncer here. I'm located here in Las Vegas. And he came in and he told me, he said, "Chef, I have to have at least 200 grams of animal protein every single day to maintain my body weight and my muscle mass," and so on and so forth. And as we continued talking more and more and more, he sounded more like he was having digestive issues, probably caused by gluten or other things, because of the fact of the way he felt. He was having bloating and gas, and he was feeling tired and feeling sleepy. And so the first thing, it kind of was a red flag for me, was it appeared that there were digestive issues, meaning absorption issues. So if we take a look at this gentleman, we say, okay, he needs to have 200 grams of protein, so he thinks. But maybe he's eating 200 grams of protein, but maybe he's only absorbing 75 or 100 grams of protein. So my first challenge is to go in there and try to work with him on his digestive tract and then go from there. But just to kind of keep you informed that, like I say, good bacteria, bad bacteria, all these things affect your digestive tract, the way your body absorbs food, the way you absorb or don't absorb minerals, and then the lack of those minerals and vitamins are what cause the disease or the deficiencies in the body. Now, raw food has a higher nutritional value than cooked food, because we believe that if those temperatures are under 118 degrees, we maintain all the integrity of the food, the vitamins, the minerals, the fiber, the enzymes, the phytonutrients, everything. So we do not cook anything at all, and that's why we believe that we have the higher nutritional values than cooked food. One thing I learned, which is interesting, I'd like to share with my listeners today, is about eight, nine years ago, we were going to put a product into very large store out here. And I learned that I didn't understand how the recipe world worked. And so I said, okay, I'll send my recipe into the food laboratory and have them do the analysis so I could come back and get my food label and everything. Well, now you can do all that online, but this is back in the day, it wasn't available. So I contacted a food lab and I sent my recipe to them. And then I called her back and I asked her, I said, "Do you want me to send the finished product to you so that you can do your analysis after the dehydration and so on and so forth?" And she said, "Oh, no, we only measure raw materials." So for me, that was a red flag. And the reason being is not too long ago, they came out with the fact that, and I've been saying this for years, that the nutritional label is incorrect, because they're not taking into account the fact that food is either being cooked or food is either being dehydrated. And when that moisture is either dried or wicked away, as in a dehydrator, it increases the caloric intake, or the caloric count of the food. So I've been saying for years that I believe that the nutritional values and the total calories were off, and nobody believed me, and now it's come out that they're going to, thanks to Michelle Obama, they're going to be making some changes to the nutritional label. Hopefully it'll be more user-friendly, because what they put out that was supposed to be the revised one, as far as I'm concerned, was worse than what they had before. But in any case, hopefully that's something that's coming down the pike that we can look forward to. Now, processed foods and convenience foods and all the junk foods and things have specific things in them that are called excitotoxins. And these are usually flavor enhancers. These things cause what we call, in the raw food world, excitotoxicity. And what they are is they're basically amino acids. And when too much of these excitotoxins collect in the brain, they actually cause neurons to die. So lots of times things like MSG, aspartame, as in your NutraSweet, and other artificial sweeteners and other toxins that are added to food are now being allowed to be disguised. For example, food manufacturers now are allowed to disguise things as hydrolyzed vegetable protein, natural flavors, spices. Each and every one of those that I just named contain anywhere from 12 to 40% MSG. So you can see that excitotoxins are in our food. They're part of our diet. And it explains why, if it turns on those brain chemistries, and I've seen it every day, go to a restaurant and you'll hear people say, or even at Thanksgiving, I'm so full I couldn't eat another thing. Yet and still, we have dessert, we have coffee, we eat ice cream, but we're so full. Those are the excitotoxins that are turned on, and when they're turned on, they don't allow us to feel satisfied or satiated. So therefore, we continue to eat, and we don't even realize it. And I hear it all day long in my store. Oh my gosh, I can't believe I ate a dozen donuts. I only was going to eat one. And that's the fact that we don't have control of that excitotoxicity that's going on in our brain. Now, foods with added chemicals and preservatives and additives and coloring agents and dyes and all those things are not acceptable at all in the raw food lifestyle. Our goal is to eat clean, to eat pure, to allow the body to heal itself through nutrition. And one thing I will say that I have learned probably since the time I was in culinary school is that I firmly now do not believe that you can get every single thing, every nutrient that you need from the four basic food groups. It's just not possible, whether you're eating organic or not, because we have issues, for example, with organic food. There's nothing wrong with organic, but number one, you must know where was it grown, what part of the country, what were the soils like, okay? How long has it been in storage? How long for transportation across the country? How long has it been sitting in your grocery store? How long from the time you buy it and bring it home do you actually prepare it and eat it? So, yes, you may be buying organic, but how live is it? How much nutritional value are you actually getting? So just a little FYI, you may want to look at folks. I think I would rather see people do local, buy locally and organic, than to be buying organic from a grocery store, regardless of who it is. Because you're not getting the nutrients, and we already know that our land is depleted. It has been that way since 1936. And believe me, folks, I do not believe that our commercial organic farmers are replenishing the soils and allowing that land to lay furrowed like it needs to so that it can heal itself so that we can bring back crops. Remember, it's a money-making proposition, and I don't believe that hundreds of thousands of acres are just laying idle while they wait for different nutrients to be absorbed before they're planted again. So you may look at organic foods and you say, well, it's bigger, they're brighter, they're prettier, they have more flavor, and that's all well and true. But remember, they too are allowed to have supplementation. And many of them are used just for that reason, so that they look bigger, they look brighter, they look healthier, but the nutritional value isn't there. Because guess what? If it's not in the soil, it's not in the plants. If it's not in the plants, it's not in you. So just keep that in mind, okay? So now let's talk about heated fats and proteins. Oils and roasted nuts and things are definitely avoided by raw fooders because those nuts and those oils and things will be rancid. Now, fried potatoes have cancer-causing agents in them, for example, McDonald's french fries. And they have a cancer-causing agent called acrylamide. So, again, we're just trying to keep people aware. You may want to be very cautious and possibly eliminate the French fries that you feed your children, okay, because we're setting them up for future cancers down the line. And remember, cancers take anywhere from 10 to 60 years to develop, so they don't happen all of a sudden. So remember, French fries, fried potatoes, things like that, loaded with acrylamides, known to be cancer-causing agents. Now, heated animal fats will also produce cancer-causing agents, and those are called heterocyclic amines. And those, too, can cause cancer. So heated oils and fats and potatoes and things like that, when we have our fried potatoes and we have our blackened meat or whatever it is, the heterocyclic amines, the char, the black, the charcoal, all of those ingested in the human body will cause and can possibly set up cancer-causing agents. Another subject I'd like to talk about and just touch real brief is the heated oils and fats will produce trans fats, even though the food label may say no trans fats added. Now, this is false advertising as far as I'm concerned, because when fats and oils are heated during the manufacturing process, guess what? Trans fats are created, and the label doesn't have to tell you that, and the label doesn't tell you the whole truth. So just be aware, if it says no trans fats added and it's a packaged processed product, rest assured, those trans fats have already been converted. Okay, so just don't trust the labels. Now, Dr. Joel Fuhrman, who's the author of Eat to Live, he says that uncooked cruciferous vegetables have the most powerful anti-cancer effects than any other food in the food pyramid. Now, your cruciferous veggies are going to be things like kale, collard greens, cabbage, Brussels sprouts, broccoli, cauliflower, bok choy, watercress, radishes, and arugula. You know what, folks? I have a lot more to share with you. I'll tell you what. Let's take a real short break. I'll be right back in a few minutes. This is The Raw Truth. I'm your host, Chef Sharon Fraser.
Have you friended us on Facebook yet?
Why not?
Just go to Facebook.com/Voice America or search for the keywords Voice America. Once you are part of our Facebook network, you'll receive daily messages about what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and new happenings at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. And you can add your voice to the always active discussions on our timeline. Just go to Facebook.com/Voice America or search for Voice America.
Each week, Jimmy Gould brings you the stories and the people that you want to hear about. Tune in to A Current Life to hear about the journey to success, how our guests became the people they are today, and the highs and lows they experienced along the way. Each hour will leave you inspired and entertained as Jimmy gets up close and personal with every week's guest and shares ideas you can identify with and apply to your own life. A Current Life with Jimmy Gould airs Fridays at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Pacific Time on the Voice America Variety Channel.
We hear it and read about it every day in the news.
Stock prices plunging, home prices receding, and unemployment rising to levels not seen since the Great Depression.
How can you preserve and increase your wealth in this kind of economy? Tune in to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with host Jay Taylor. Jay will explain the decline of our monetary system and the economy and will give you winning investment ideas and the tools to protect and increase your wealth. Turning Hard Times into Good Times with Jay Taylor can be heard Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Pacific Time on the Voice America Business Channel.
Are you a real sports fan? Get ready to talk football and anything else sports with Kwame Lassiter. Formerly with the Arizona Cardinals, San Diego Chargers, and St. Louis Rams, Kwame's got the experience, so he's prepared to talk sports with you. Every week on Kwame Lassiter's Sports Talk. It's on the Voice America Sports Network every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern Time. Get ready for unpredictable fun and sometimes a sarcastic look at the world of sports. That's Kwame Lassiter's Sports Talk on the Voice America Sports Network.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network live wherever you go on iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
You are listening to The Raw Truth with Chef Sharon Fraser. To reach our show today, please call in to 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to Chef Sharon, spelled Sharynne, at rawfoodexpress.com. Now, let's return to The Raw Truth.
And welcome back, everybody, to The Raw Truth with me, your host, Chef Sharon Fraser. And today I have the wonderful pleasure of talking with Sherry Soria. Sherry is the founder and director of the world-renowned Living Light Culinary Institute. That's where I started after I finished with Alyssa, and Sherry is definitely responsible for me being the person, the trainer, and the professional that I am today. Sherry is a raw food revolutionary. She is the founder and director of Living Light Culinary Institute and author of 4 books, including Raw Food Revolution Diet and Raw Food for Dummies. Sherry has been teaching the art of gourmet raw vegan cuisine to individuals, chefs, and instructors for more than 20 years, and vegetarian culinary arts for more than 40. Sherry and her husband, Dan Latterman, also own 3 award-winning eco-friendly businesses in Northern California: Living Light Marketplace, Living Light Cafe, and Living Light Inn. In 1992, after studying with Dr. Ann Wigmore in Puerto Rico, Sherry recognized the need to make whole, live plant foods as nurturing to the soul as they are nourishing to the body, and began creating a gourmet cuisine that would rival the most delicious traditional cooked foods. Since then, Sherry has personally trained many of the world's top raw food chefs, instructors, raw recipe book authors, and affectionately is known as the mother of gourmet raw vegan cuisine. She's been a popular speaker on many international health events for the past 20 years, and is 67 years young. Sherry is vibrant, energetic, an inspiring example of the raw food lifestyle. So ladies and gentlemen, may I please present Sherry Soria. Hey, Sherry.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for accepting my invitation to be a guest on my show.
Well, it's my pleasure, and thank you for that wonderful introduction.
You're quite welcome. Ladies and gentlemen, Sherry, as we talked about last week, Sherry was also very instrumental in forming my raw food career. At the time when I went to the school, I had no idea this was what my calling was going to be. But I believe that Sherry and Jennifer Kornbleed, who's also going to be a guest with us later on, saw something in me that maybe I didn't see for myself. And they gave me the confidence and guided me through it, and here I am today. So anyway, Sherry, tell me. Let's talk a little bit about raw food, how you got into it, and we'll go from there.
Okay, well, you know, when I was a child, I noticed that people in my family were dying of diseases that were not as common then as they are today. Cancer, heart disease, diabetes, obesity were rampant in my family, and it really frightened me when I saw, I lost my mother when I was 4, my grandfather when he was in his 50s. I never knew my grandmother. My sister died when she was only 10. I was 12. And other family members as well. So that made me really stop and take a look at what causes health and what causes disease. So I started at a pretty young age looking into all of that. And when I graduated from high school and I was able to make my own decisions, I decided I was going to see what it would be like to live without meat. I continued to eat dairy for a while, but I noticed that I had big changes in my personal health. And after a while, I transitioned from a vegetarian diet to a vegan diet. And then about 20 years ago, I became interested in how raw food, adding raw food to my already plant-based diet, could further enhance my health. I actually won my first cooking contest when I was 12, and I started teaching other people how to cook when I was in my early 20s. And so I had a lot of people who were interested in eating the plant-based foods that I was evolving through, starting with vegetarian, moving into vegan, and then finally embracing the raw food lifestyle. So I've been teaching for over 40 years, and I love teaching. I love sharing health with people who are interested in health. I don't have to stand on a soapbox and try to convince people who, you know, who aren't interested in acquiring better health. People come to me and they want to know my secret because, as you said, I'm 67 years old. I just finished running a 10K marathon.
Wow.
I hike Machu Picchu on my 65th birthday. I have 3 black belts in karate. I know I don't look anywhere near my age. I feel active and excited about life every day. And I'm not aging prematurely. As you said earlier in your show, a lot of the things that we eat and the things that we don't eat are what's causing premature aging. So I'm not afraid of aging. I know that I am aging, but I just don't want to age before my time. I want to pack as much life into every day of living that I can. And for that, what I need is I need the most nutrient-dense or nutrient-rich diet possible. And so I make good choices as far as what I eat and when I eat and what I don't eat so that I can continue to live this wonderful, rich lifestyle. So I have people ask me, well, don't you have any addictions? Yes, I have an addiction. My addiction is feeling good. That's my addiction. I want to feel good, and I know how to create that real good feeling, not a fake good feeling that's induced by drugs or something else. It's a real good feeling, and that comes from my lifestyle.
Absolutely, and it's catching, and you always want, and we start to attract, as we change our diet, we start to attract like-minded people, people who have energy. And one of the things that I learned after I left and I came back home from being with you and Jennifer was I kind of cleaned up my life. I got rid of some toxic people. Some of them ended up being family that just needed to be out of my life. If people can't make a positive input, you don't need it, particularly when you're embarking on a new journey or something new that you're not familiar with. So I agree with you 100%.
You know that it's really true, and what I have found, especially in my own family and also friends, what this feeling of negativity, of you know, hopelessness, mm-hmm. it is a part of, it's a symptom of the lifestyle, their lifestyle. And when they change that lifestyle and start making really healthful choices that support feeling good, then, you know, then those feelings change. Then there's hope. Then there's health and enthusiasm about living instead of negativity. And you start to see opportunities instead of challenges. So, it really is very healing on all levels, not just physical, but also emotional and spiritual.
Absolutely. I noticed that. I very much did. And one of the things that came out of, again, being with you guys was I didn't know for a very long time, I didn't know the difference between being spiritual and religious. They were always the same to me, so I always stayed away from it. But after I left Living Light and I came home, I had spiritual guidance in me, and I believe it came from the food and your guidance and Jennifer and just the overall positive influence that the school has in changing the thought pattern, the attitude, the emotion. And you know what, Sherry, we're going to take a real short break. Let's continue talking about this because I want to talk about how our emotions and things affect food as it did with us as being chefs there at the school. Okay, folks, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. This is The Raw Truth. I'm Chef Sharon Fraser. We'll be right back.
Find out what's happening on the Voice America Talk Radio Network by keeping up with us on Twitter. You can find us at Voice America TRN.
Go behind the scenes of what you see, hear, and read on the news. Learn the ins and outs of public relations on Stars of PR with Cindy R. every Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific Time. Cindy Rakowitz is a Clio Award winner and founder of Rock and Roll Public Relations, who wants to share her PR experiences and knowledge with you. Learn how to handle a crisis, deal with celebrities, and become a terrific PR executive. Listen to the Stars of PR with Cindy R. every Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific Time here on News Talk Radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Are you feeling slammed and suckered in today's stock market? If so, then you need to tune in to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, Jordan Kimmel will train you in what you can do to beat up the big boys on Wall Street, as well as share his secrets to success so that you can buy and sell like a profit-pumping pro. Grab the bull market by the horns and listen to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, right here on the Bottom Line in Business Talk, Voice America Business.
Think you've seen everything there is to see in online television? Let us surprise you. Visit voiceamerica.tv today for sports, health, business, and more on demand 24/7.
You are listening to The Raw Truth with Chef Sharon Fraser. To reach our show today, please call in to 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to Chef Sharon, spelled S-H-A-R-Y-N-N-E, at rawfoodexpress.com. Now, let's return to The Raw Truth.
And welcome back, everybody, to The Raw Truth. It's me, your host, Chef Sharon Fraser. And today we're talking with nationally recognized raw foodist, author, business owner, entrepreneur, and my friend for life, Sherry Soria. Sherry, you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Well, here we are, part two. Let's switch gears for just a moment, if you don't mind. Let's talk about what is the mission? Let's talk to the audience about Living Light Culinary Institute and what it does and what it has done. And it was very impressionable for me to have such an input with international people from all over the world. It made such a difference in my learning about flavors of the world and my cuisine. For example, right now, I have a tendency, my restaurant leans toward the Mediterranean style. I love that style. I remember class. I remember all that, and so I really love that. So let's talk about what is the mission of Living Light Culinary Institute, Sherry?
Well, basically our mission is to teach people how to make healthy living delicious. You know, if the food doesn't taste good, people aren't going to eat it. So it has to be delicious and it has to be nutritious. But delicious has to come first because it can be nutritious. You can tell people it's going to save their lives. But if it doesn't taste good, if it doesn't have those contrasts of flavors, as you mentioned, we want to have all the flavors, sweet, sour, salty. You know, we need to have luxurious foods. We want texture and a contrasting texture. We want food to look beautiful. And so our goal is to use healthy, organic ingredients, all plant-based ingredients, and make them delicious and also comforting and familiar, because people want to know that they can still eat their, you know, their burgers and their lasagna and their pizza and all the foods that they've become accustomed to, that they love, that they enjoy. We want to be able to still have those even if we're not cooking them. In fact, many times people will tell us, well, I didn't really like this, let's say hummus, since you like Mediterranean foods, let's say hummus. So many times people tell me they taste our version of hummus and they say, wow, I didn't really like hummus. This is really good. And so we can actually improve on the flavors of cooked foods, because when you cook food, you actually lose a lot of flavor. You condense foods to a certain degree because you remove the liquid, but sometimes when you're cooking, foods become more bitter or they become too sweet in the case of converting starches, and then other flavors aren't able to remain a party to the whole, the harmony of the flavors that naturally exist. So we bring out the best of the flavors and we keep them fresh and alive, and yet we're able to, in many ways, mimic the styles of cooking that people are accustomed to, or the type of of foods and flavors that they're accustomed to. So our goal is to make it healthy and make it delicious and provide all of the comfort that people are used to and they want.
Exactly, that they're accustomed to, yes. And I would say probably the number one thing that we hear a lot in the restaurant, and you just touched on it, is the visual first. Cooked food is cooked food. It looks a little dead, and it's a little brown, and it's a little whatever. But, you know, live, raw food, vibrant flavor, aromas, textures, and people look at our showcase and just looking at the food, just looking at the colors, they're blown away, and it makes it more inviting for people to want to try. One of the things we do at the store, Sherry, is I woke up one day and I said, my gosh, how am I going to get people to get involved with raw food? How am I going to get them excited? And I woke up one day and I said, you know what? I'll sample it. I know my food is good. I've been taught by the best, okay? And if I can sample the food and get people to taste it, I've got them. Because if you don't know what you're buying or what it's going to taste like, you're going to be reticent, of course, of then buying it. So we started doing that. We started sampling our food, and we originally started off, we were a coffee house with a side order of raw food. And then we became a raw food restaurant with no coffee. And that all because of sampling and people seeing the visual and smelling and tasting and all those textures and things. So I agree with you 100%. Create those same sensory senses that people are accustomed to, texture and flavor and aromas and things. So I agree with you 100%. Now,
absolutely
let's
right.
talk about... I'm sorry?
Absolutely right. You know, the food speaks for itself. If people will taste it, quite often what they'll say is, oh, I had no idea. Well, if I could eat like this, it would be no problem.
Yes. And that's all I want to hear. We make sure that happens. And we teach classes, too, of course, and using many of your recipes and things. And just really getting people accustomed to, it's very simple. We teach you the simple things. You don't have to be overwhelmed at all. That's later on as you become more proficient. Sherry, let's talk a little bit about if someone wanted to take some classes, what kind of courses would you offer them? They're a beginner. They don't know anything about raw food. How could they come to you and not feel, you know, overrun or intimidated? What kind of classes and how would you describe those courses for beginners?
Well, our first level of certification is the Associate Chef and Instructor Training, and it's only 21 days. And in a 21-day program, people start from absolutely square one. They learn how to sprout and how to grow greens, how to make smoothies and soups and sauces and dressings. They learn actually the basic flavors and how to put them together to make their own dressings. They learn how to make everything from appetizers through desserts, and most importantly, how to set up their raw food kitchen. What kinds of equipment do they need, how to use them, different kinds of knife skills, the best knives to buy. In one day, they learn all of this. And you can actually take that one-day class by itself. You know, most people wouldn't travel all the way here to this our beautiful Northern California just for a one-day class. But, you know, some Californians will drive up and take the class just to check it out and see what to expect from the rest of the program. Many times they'll stay for the rest of it while mm-hmm. they're here, but others will come back. Our second day of the 21-day program, which can also be taken by itself, is a knife skills class. And in one day, people learn to become confident and proficient using their knives for a variety of tasks, from basic chopping and julienning and chiffonade, which is a fancy French term for cutting leaves into shreds, mm-hmm. to making beautiful garnishes to make a plate look really lovely and special. It's really important when you're not cooking food to use the right kinds of knife skills so that you can cut things finely, make them look beautiful, and also give them a more tender mouth feel. Biting into a big chunk of something isn't nearly as pleasant as biting into many little pieces that break up easily in your mouth and start to become sweet right away because, as you mentioned earlier, our saliva transforms those starches into sugars, and your food starts to become sweet and salivated right away rather than having to chew for a long period of time. So knife skills are important, and that's also a class that happens on a weekend.
Mm-hmm. So hey, Sherry, let's do this, if you don't mind, sweetie. Sorry to interrupt you. Let's just take a quick break. Let's come back from the break, and let's continue talking about the knife skills and everything else that we offer. This is The Raw Truth. I'm your host, Chef Sharon Trazer. We'll be right back.
Go behind the scenes of what you see, hear, and read on the news. Learn the ins and outs of public relations on Stars of PR with Cindy R. every Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific Time. Cindy Rakowitz is a Clio Award winner and founder of Rock and Roll Public Relations, who wants to share her PR experiences and knowledge with you. Learn how to handle a crisis, deal with celebrities, and become a terrific PR executive. Listen to the Stars of PR with Cindy R. every Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific Time here on News Talk Radio, voiceamerica.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Make the most of your beautiful life. Listen to Ageless Living with Dr. Tong Li and co-host Kurt Wilhelm to gain tips on how to live healthier and happier, alleviate suffering, prevent disease, become more beautiful in body, mind, and fashion, and find peace, balance, and success in your life. Are you aware that every 3,500 calories that you eat above what you burn will put a pound of fat on your body? And running 1 mile only burns 200 calories? So portion size does matter, and migraines do have a cure. What is it? You'll have to tune in Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Think you've seen everything there is to see in online television? Let us surprise you. Visit voiceamerica.tv today for sports, health, business, and more on demand 24/7.
You are listening to The Raw Truth with Chef Sharon Frazer. To reach our show today, please call in to 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to Chef Sharon, spelled S-H-A-R-Y-N-N-E, at rawfoodexpress.com. Now, let's return to The Raw Truth.
And welcome back, everybody, to The Raw Truth. I'm your host, Chef Sharon Frazer. And today we're talking with Sherry Soria. Sherry, we were talking about the courses that you offer at Living Light Culinary Institute. We were talking about for classes for beginners, and we were discussing about knife skills and chiffonading. Can we pick up right where that was?
Yes, we were talking about knife skills. So in a one-day hands-on program, the students learn how to work with a number of different kinds of vegetables and learn all different aspects of treating them with different kinds of cuts for different purposes. And so they really feel confident at the end of that. And then the next 5 days, students are hands-on working with a number of different kinds of tools for the raw food kitchen, including, you know, blenders and juicers and food processors and knives, of course, and different types of recipes, everything that they would need to really get started on this lifestyle. And they really feel confident at the end to even be able to make up their own recipes because, as you know, within the first 5 days, they're already making up recipes.
Yes.
Not only following recipes, but making up their own because they learn about flavor dynamics and flavor balancing and bringing harmony to the flavors of foods. And this is life-transforming for people. They have a gastronomy class where they taste the foods and they begin to understand in order to suit their own tastes, what could they add to make it more flavorful to them? And so it is really transformational.
It definitely
is. That class requires the first two classes that I mentioned, which could be taken by themselves, the fundamentals class, which is one day, followed by the knife skills class, which is another day, and then the 5-day class would be required to have those two classes as prerequisites. Then after you've taken those 7 days, then you're entitled to take the rest of the training, which is a 2-week training, and that is the culmination of the associate chef and instructor course. So at the end of 21 days, you also have had 2 days of nutritional science, as well as learning how to become an instructor, how to do demonstrations so that you can share this with others. Because what we find is that even people who are new to this and who aren't necessarily thinking about making it a career, they find by the time they're finished with the 21-day program that they have the confidence to be able to share this information with others, and they want to. So teaching them how to do a demonstration and how to deliver information is really, really helpful to them so that they can, you know, do a little class for their children's school, or go to their raw food group and do a demonstration for the group. And they have the confidence to stand up in front of people and do that. They also have the confidence to make beautiful food from all over the world and share it with others and really share this lifestyle and make a difference, because whenever you turn one person on to delicious health-promoting food, they in turn do it for others, and you have the ripple effect, and it spreads worldwide, and it is becoming a worldwide revolution. People actually come from 60 different countries to Living Light Culinary Institute.
Wow. It was awesome for me to have, like you say, students from all over the world. We had Korea, we had South America, we had Slavic countries, we had Vietnamese. I mean, it was just amazing because it expanded and it pushed those of us that live in the States to become more international, learning how to incorporate those types of international flavors and spices and things. And I remember a few times in class when we were doing recipe development, we came up with some doozies, and you're like, I'm not so sure I've ever heard of that combination before, but, you know, that's all part of the learning process. And I remember, you know, specifically when we had to write our own recipes, and then we would have to critique them and so on and so forth. But for me, the most valuable thing, even though I've never been a shy person, the most valuable thing that Living Light did for me was when we do our presentation at the end in front of your classmates. That was the most invaluable information and feedback for me, because if you can do it in front of your peers, and even though they love you, you're very, very nervous and probably the most nervous you'll ever be, from that point on, it was a piece of cake. So that was wonderful, wonderful experience.
Yeah, and it's interesting because many times people will come in and they'll think, oh, I don't know if I want to do a demo, and we'll let them know that they're just going to go through, you know, jump through the hoops and go through the program as if they're going to do a demo, and at the end, if they're not feeling ready for it, they don't have to. And they'll still be certified as an associate chef, they just won't be certified as an instructor. And that kind of takes the pressure off of them, and almost never do we have anybody at the end say, no, I really don't want to do it. Almost
exactly.
Always. Everyone
yeah.
wants to do it because yeah. by the time they get to that point, they really feel ready and they're looking forward to it.
Yeah, they have the confidence. I can remember we had students in our class that would just, I mean, they were in tears. They just didn't want, oh my God, I just can't do it. But what happens is that camaraderie of being with everyone every day, your classmates shore you up and they make you feel confident. We're not there to pick on you or tear you down. We're there to edify you and to build you up. And many of them would be crying and, oh, I can't do it. And before it was over, they did it and they felt so much better. And it was a birthing for them because many of them were so shy and they came out of that shell, and that was that growth and that rebirthing that happens.
Really does carry on through life, doesn't it? I mean, as you said, you said for yourself that you had no idea where this was going to lead you. And I hear that all the time from people. When Dan and I travel around the world, because, you know, last year we had a new book come out, Raw Food for Dummies, and so we did a whole world tour. And everywhere we went, graduates of Living Light came to us and to share with us how their journey has expanded since they came to the school and how what they learned at the school had led them to. And it was so gratifying for us. I mean, I get excited every time a new group of students comes to the school, but later on to be able to see them again and to hear how it has changed their life for the better, it sometimes just brings tears to my eyes. I feel so grateful to be a part of their growth.
Absolutely. And I feel the same way. The growth has been beyond anything I ever thought. I didn't even know. I mean, I was going to become a raw food chef. That's what I was going to do. And how it has morphed over the years to where I am today, and that is spreading the word, and I need more and more ears and more taste buds. And that training and that confidence and everything that you gave me is why I am where I am today. But anyway, enough about that, because I could start crying too. Now, you know, we did talk about the raw food movement, and it has exploded like crazy. I remember when I came home, I was going in, and I'm like, oh, wow, I'm going to go talk to the Whole Foods people. And I was so excited, and, you know, I'm a graduate of Living Light, and I can teach. And she says, oh, well, we already have a sushi chef. And that kind of put a pin in my balloon, because I was so excited. And that was my first lesson in learning at that time that the world wasn't ready for raw food then, because they were still thinking, oh, it's that sushi, it's that raw meat, it's that salmonella, and they weren't quite ready. So I changed my title. I became a living food chef. Then they wouldn't go, ew. They would go, oh, what's that? And then it would open the door to allow me to then tell them what I really do.
Well, it is all about education, and that's what we do at Living Light Culinary Institute is education. And I do want to tell people, if they're interested in furthering their education with us, they can go to our website, which is rawfoodchef.com. They can sign up for to be on our email list, which gives them free recipes and newsletters, and they can friend us on Facebook. We have a Raw Food for Dummies Facebook page as well, so that they can get free videos and recipes and tips all the time there. And education is really the key. That's what we're all about. As you said, yep, we have other businesses, but really they all come from a place of education. And that's the reason that this has become a revolution around the world, is because all of you and all of our other graduates and people who are living this lifestyle are influencing others, and it is spreading worldwide. Because we all want to reclaim our birthright, which should be health. You know, these days, unfortunately, babies are not necessarily born healthy because of the diet and lifestyle of their parents and their parents' parents. It's become that bad. And in a lot of countries that we were in, it's happened in one generation, because the last generation was eating really well, and then all of a sudden this generation has access to all of these fast foods and processed foods, and their health has just taken a nosedive. Mm-hmm. So this is the reason why people do come from 60 different countries to our school, and why everywhere we went all around the world we had standing room only crowds who are interested in becoming healthier. They're sick and tired of being sick and tired, and they really want to reclaim their health.
Yes,
and this can do it.
True.
But
it's
you
true.
Have to make it taste good, or
yeah, have
it's
to make
not
it
going
taste
anywhere.
Good. Yeah, have to make it taste good, have to smell good. And you have to educate yourself. I have people coming in my store all day long. I'm so weak. I'm this. I'm that. What's wrong? I'm vegan, but I feel so weak. And they don't know what to expect. And these are things I'm going to carry into the show next week and really get into more of some of the cons of raw food. But it's not bad as long as you know what to expect.
And well,
how
and people are weak. You know, all people are weak all over. I mean, people are just weak because they're eating gluten foods. They're filling up on foods that don't have any nutrient value. And a vegan diet doesn't ensure health. It doesn't ensure long life at all. I know a lot. I've been in the vegan world for at least 30 years. I've been a presenter at vegan international vegan events, and I've seen the way a lot of vegans have aged, and it's not a pretty sight, just like it isn't with the general population, because many of them are eating fast vegan foods that, as far as I'm concerned, they're junk foods. They may not contain animal products, but they're junk foods. They're lots and lots of gluten, I mean, gluten is not a healthy food. Lots of sugar, lots of fat. We need to cut all that down, if not cut it out of our diet. We can still have delicious food and have it feed our bodies the way it should be feeding our bodies.
Absolutely. Well, Sherry, you're not going to believe it, but our time is up. This is all the time we have for the show today, folks. I'm so sorry. I'm your host, Chef Sharon Fraser. I appreciate you spending time with me today. Sherry, I appreciate you very much. And I hope you guys learned something today. Let's do this again next week. So stay tuned to The Raw Truth. Now you go out and get healthy. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Raw Truth. Please join Chef Sharon Fraser again next week at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Now, go and get healthy.